And welcome back. I don't know.
Who, well, me?
Well, yeah, you and them.
Them, eh?
Well, I don't even know if we have listeners anymore, because we didn't get any comments on our last podcast.
I know, so we could just start swearing and...
Yeah.
Racial slurs, stuff the yin-yang, and no one would know but us.
Damn hell-ass spit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was just because our last podcast was kind of... I don't know how entertaining it was.
I don't know if it was that, because, I mean, some... Well, I guess maybe a lot of people don't know we're back.
Are back?
That know that we are back doing stuff, because we were on hiatus for a little bit.
That's true. Maybe they just... I didn't advertise it on Facebook like I usually do last time, so...
Mm.
Maybe that's it. My goodness. It's beautiful, sir.
I know.
So this week we are going to do sort of a Pokemon battle, if you will.
Okay.
And at the end of our little battle, we're going to let you, the listeners, decide.
Oh.
Yep, so basically what we decided we were going to do after last podcast, and this is one that I think we've been thinking about for a while, or something similar, like...
Well, you have, anyway.
Well, I have, yeah.
You're the man with the ideas.
Yes. is we each pick our who we feel is, like, the worst or evilest villain in, like, fiction.
Like the worst, worst as in he is really, really evil.
Yeah, not like worst as in he's like Beastly from Care Bears and he's bad at being good and good at being bad, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Although, Beastly, he did his fair share of bad stuff.
Yeah, well, not really. It's more like, for a kid's show, and you can't really get
equal. You know why there was only two Care Bear kids, right?
Care Bear kids.
Yeah,
kids?
Know how there was the two babies in the diapers?
Oh, yeah.
It's because Beastly killed the rest of them.
I missed that.
Yeah, it got pulled off the air.
Mass genocide of Care Bears.
It's like the Inspector Gadget where he showed his wiener. Go, go, Gadget Wiener! It was also a telescope. So, basically, we're each going to pick our own fictitious villain who we feel is, like, the evilest villain, and we'll maybe outline a few reasons why, and I've got a big list of stuff. I think Tyler's just going to improv it.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll do that, and then you can decide through comments, or maybe I'll set up a poll or something, I don't know. Who you feel is the worst one, and then maybe you can weigh in on if you think we both got it wrong, maybe. Well, no, you have to pick one of ours first, and then you can weigh in on if we thought we could have done better. How about that?
That sounds good. I can feel that's what the listeners want.
Just because everybody would be like, no, you guys suck. Mm-hmm. This guy, there was a story about Robot Hitler, and... That's why we didn't pick non-fiction characters, because we would just both automatically go to Hitler or Stalin or something.
Or, let's see, who are some other badasses? Mussolini. I don't know, Kim Jong-il is probably pretty bad.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some, like, terrible warlord in some African country or something.
Oh, yeah, like that naked general guy or whatever his name was. Do you remember that?
No.
Apparently he was like, he eventually like converted to Christianity and became like a priest or something, but before that he was like this horrible warlord in like, I don't know, some African nation, and he used to like run around naked in battle to like distract his enemies, and apparently he and his soldiers used to eat like the hearts of children before they went into battle, like strengthen them.
Huh.
That's pretty high on the list, I'd say.
That's pretty bad, yeah. Like, freshly killed children, or ones that died of natural causes?
Probably killed for the purpose of eating their hearts, if I had to take a guess.
Okay. It's like, well, if the kid is dead already, I'm not going to let it go to waste.
That's what he said.
It's exactly what he said, and he was naked while he did it. Okay, so I'll go first.
Yeah, give me time to think.
I'll give you some time to think, and maybe some of my ideas will be like, Shazam. And I think you won't be able to top this one, honestly.
Okay, well, see, then it might be a case of I'll have to concede. So
Well, you can't concede. You have to pick someone.
Okay.
You have to. It's a debate, Tyler. You have to have, even if you don't believe in your side, you have to argue it with passion.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't tell me that.
Let's say I've laid mine down, and you're like, "Damn, that was awesome. I can't beat that." Then you have to pick someone and say, "Okay, I'm gonna make people believe I think this guy's the worst."
Okay, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so my choice is probably the most underrated, but if you look at all like the backing material and all the stuff that he's not entirely well known for, you have to agree that he's probably the worst.
Alright.
And I mean, he's not going around, like, raping babies and stuff. But you'll see. So, who I chose was someone near and dear to our hearts, Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah. I chose good old Emperor Palpatine.
Ah. Oh, okay. See, that's actually a really good one.
See, it's not one that you would be like, okay, who's the worst dude in fiction, but he's pretty bad. Like,
yeah,
he's not like.
That was the one thing about the prequels that I did enjoy.
Yeah,
that George Lucas got right was like the sheer manipulativeness and evilness of that character. Because if you see his whole arc, it's like, wow, he totally screwed over so many people for his own aim.
He screwed over galaxies.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so here's some facts I've laid down on just how evil he is.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he set in action a galactic civil war just so he could get in power.
Yeah.
He created a race of clone warriors and got people to create an entire army of battle droids solely to die against each other so he could rise to power.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
He orders the death of his own accomplices.
Right.
Count Dooku, the Separatist leaders, and then eventually Vader when he wants Luke to take over for him. It's like, okay, yeah, you take him and you can join me. You kill them.
I know, he's like, oh, yeah.
He killed his own master, who taught him everything he knew, that Sifo Dyas guy. Mm-hmm. Although that's just rumored in the
movie. Or Darth Plagueis or whatever?
Yeah, Darth Plagueis or...
I'm pretty sure he probably did. Like, I mean, just from, like that was, I got that from, like, it was, like, insinuated, so.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. He orders the genocide of the Jedi Order.
Yeah.
And he carries it out with his own, not, like, he doesn't personally do it. I'm sure he's killed a few Jedi, like, he killed a lot of Jedi in those movies.
He killed, like, the guy with the tentacles, and then the other guy, and...
Yeah.
He was pretty good at it, even though it was mostly a lot of CG and him, like, grimacing and going, ah!
This is true. His order, like, maybe not him personally, but the evil empire he creates is responsible for the enslavement of our good pals, the Wookiees.
Oh, yeah.
Not
enslavement, but, like, because, I mean, if you read the books, like, during the period where when the Empire is in power, basically anyone who's not human is kind of like oppressed.
Yeah, they're like second class citizens, but I mean, the Wookiees, I'm pretty sure they were like work camps.
Oh yeah, they built the Death Star.
Yeah. Oh, Wookiees. I'm sure Lumpy was very pivotal in it.
Hilarious.
The Emperor ordered the creation of both Death Stars, and countless other machines of planetary destruction.
What other ones? Oh, like, let's see, the Sun Crusher. Well, I mean, that was lots of stuff.
Yeah, he has an extremely, like, this isn't so much why he's evil, because, I mean, well, some people have this, but it's a testament to, like, how wide-reaching he is.
Yeah.
He's got, like, a galaxy-wide network of spies and assassins. Just sort of, you know, he's very Machiavellian. He's got his finger in very many pots.
Based on the premise that he basically manipulated and screwed over so many people for his own ends, and so many people died, that's pretty hard to top that.
And here's another one. When, because in the books, they sort of set into motion that, like, the concept that he has a bunch of clone bodies.
Oh, yeah.
And when he dies, he gets reborn in this clone. Hmm. Basically, in one of the books, he runs out of clone bodies. So he tries to possess Han and Leia's, like, baby.
Anakin Solo. Yeah, yeah.
Anakin Solo. He tries to, like, that's pretty evil. Like, I'm going to satanically possess your baby.
Yeah, I've never read those. They're comics called Dark Empire or whatever. Have you ever read them?
No.
Apparently there's like two of them or something. A lot of crazy stuff. Like he turns Luke to the dark side and like Leia has to fight him and stuff. So
yeah. That's basically my list. But I mean, the guy's responsible for billions of deaths, like billions. Like multiple, but like hundreds of billions, because he's like destroyed entire planets.
Yeah.
Like, they blew up Alderaan, for God's sake. Like, not him personally, but the thing he created.
Mm.
And his, like, his right-hand man blew it up. And, like, they, put Mayan... What's that, Quarrel? Is that the planet that the Mon Calamari come from?
The Mon Calamari, they come from the planet Mon Calamari, I think.
But also, don't the Quarrel come from that planet, too?
The Quarren? Yeah,
the Quarren, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well, doesn't he, like, do something where he, like, basically rapes their planet of all its natural resources?
That's in Dark Empire, I think.
Okay. So I think that...
But yeah, the world devastated.
Yeah, that's another thing of planetary destruction he created.
Yeah.
Alright, so that's my dude.
Pretty good.
Vote Emperor Palpatine.
Oh,
and plus the fact that he's so badass that he beats all those Jedis in combat. And then he fights Yoda, who's supposedly like the best Jedi they have. Mm. And Yoda runs away from him.
He also kind of scarred himself for his own aims too.
Yeah, he's like, oh no, he did it to me, bro.
Yeah.
Kill Samuel L. Jackson. I just think starting like a universal war to make yourself the leader is pretty awful.
Yeah, that's pretty much. I'd
Alright, sir, have you thought of something?
Oh, villains, eh? Let me look around my room.
You always do this and you never find anything.
Oh, I don't know. Let's see, I'm trying to think. Well, I know who's not. Darth Vader's not, because he's just whipped.
Yeah.
Originally I thought maybe the Red King from the Dark Tower, but not him, really.
He doesn't really even do that much. Like, I guess he kind of unravels a fictitious Stephen King world, but...
It's more his minions that do stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the John Farson and Mordred and... other kinds of crap.
Mordred's pretty bad.
Yeah. And, what's the name of the wizard dude?
Oh, the walking dude.
Roland Muffin.
Wasn't that the walking dude?
Who?
The walking dude from the Dark Tower.
The walking dude?
Yeah, he was also in The Stand, like the same character. It was the guy that the gunslinger wanted to catch. The wizard.
Yes. The Man in Black.
Yeah.
I remember his name.
Because they call him the walking dude in The Stand.
Oh, okay.
And he's the main villain of The Stand as well.
Yeah, I know. They went to The Stand in Wizarding West, didn't they? The Stand place?
Kinda. I think it wasn't supposed to be The Stand, though. I think it was something supposed to be... It was kind of be sort of like an homage to it.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh no, everybody's dead from some virus.
which I guess you're allowed to do if it's your own world.
But didn't they go to a place where they had, like, nozzle of soda?
Yes.
Because the stand takes place on actual Earth, where they, like, drink Coca-Cola.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's why the only reason I think it's not the same thing. Just because they were like, oh, there's nozzle of cola, and they've got Ferds instead of Fords. I don't remember exactly. It was some weird car.
Yeah, no, I think I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, who else is in the good one? I don't know, it's hard. That's a pretty, like, complicated, like, pretty good choice.
This is what happens when you do your research, sir.
Ooh, Ozymandias, that's a good one.
Ozymandias from what?
Watchmen.
Oh, from Watchmen.
Think about that one. That's not on the same scale as Emperor Palpatine, but similar kind of thing.
It's like the same thing on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
Although, I would argue, and this is just for the sake of argument, like, not, I think it's a good choice, but I would argue that what he was doing for the good of mankind.
Oh, he was, but it's, I don't know, I guess that kind of, it kind of straddles the line, right? It's hard to say.
Okay, like, well, you explained.
I kind of understood why he did it.
Yeah.
But it's still.
Okay, you explain to the people why, because some people haven't read Watchmen. Like, I know Victoria listens to this.
I don't know if we could ruin it.
Well, the book's been out since the 70s, for God's sakes.
No, the 80s. 86.
86? Okay, it's been around since the 80s, right, for God's sakes.
I mean, not many people are going to listen to this, but. Here, hold on, let me collect my thoughts.
Collect them, sir. I'm just saying that the thing's been around almost as long as I've been alive, and I'm 23. So, it's been around 22 years.
Yeah.
People should have read it by now.
Yeah, well, most people don't know about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, in Watchmen, a whole bunch of heroes are being killed, no one knows why, and a bunch of the heroes try and investigate why it's happening. And eventually, at the end, they find out that it was their friend, Ozymandias, who used to be a hero as well. Basically, he's seen that the world's kind of going to crap. There's, like, almost a war between the U.S. and Russia brewing, like, a nuclear war. So what he does is he creates a fake alien and transports it down, like, downtown Manhattan and kills a whole bunch of people to unite the world against, like, a threat from the stars.
Yeah.
And it's, when you read it, you're like, holy crap.
Yeah, he basically wipes out Manhattan.
And, well, the thing about it is, like, he's talking, like, when he's explaining this to, like, Rorschach and Night Owl, they're like, oh my god, you're gonna do this? He's like, no, I already did it.
He's not one of those Bond villains where he explains the whole plan and then the guy's like, okay, I have time to stop you. No, he already did it, like, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I would agree he's a good choice because he's on the same level where it's just so intricate and he does, like, so much back planning.
Mm-hmm. But also, there's with him, I think there's less emotion involved because he's just like, this needs to be done.
Yeah, it's
so maybe he's less evil. Like, I mean, he's not really evil. Just like, I'm gonna do this because it'll make the world a better place. But it's still
screwed up. He's acting purely on logic. Yeah, he doesn't want to be. He doesn't want, like, I'm gonna be the king of this new world.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants, like, okay, well, I don't want the world to blow up, so I'm gonna do some evil stuff to stop it. But he does wipe out Manhattan.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And he kills everybody in that's related to the project.
Mm-hmm.
And he spreads that cancer rumor around to get Dr. Manhattan out of there.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because he's the one who's like, okay, everybody's... He actually infects everyone with cancer, I believe.
Oh, did he?
I think so.
That's pretty... badass too.
Like, he exposed them to, like, something that gave them cancer, and then...
Oh, I can't remember. It's been, like, 2 years since I read it.
Well, I just read that recently, and I think that's what happened.
Okay,
listeners can correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'll take a trip over to Wikipedia here for a second.
Okay.
keep on talking for a sec.
Talking about stuff. Doesn't help when talking to people on MSN while we do this, so.
Don't talk to people on MSN, you douche.
I'm the master of MSN.
Watchmen. You should ask them if they know.
No. Well, actually, she might know.
It was funny, because I was listening to a podcast, like an old Smodcast, today, and they were talking about Watchmen and how it, the main sort of plot about the sort of the alien hoax uniting people was apparently an old Outer Limits out of episode, and that's where Alan Moore got the idea.
Oh!
Not for, like, the superhero stuff, but just for, like, staging an alien thing, so people, all the people would unite. I can't talk. One second.
Well, not every story has been done a whole bunch of times anyway. So
yeah,
like
Simpsons did it.
There's so many archetypes.
Plot summary. Blah, 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 blah. Son of a gun. Dr. Manhattan talks briefly to Vett. He plans to leave Earth for the time being, explaining his motivation with the remark, "I'm leaving this galaxy for one less complicated." I don't know. Vett also reveals that the comedian was killed, blah blah blah. Keep on talking, sir.
What to look at. Villains, eh? Villains. I don't know. I don't have anything to look at in here that will remind me of villains.
Use your imagination.
Sword of Truth. Nah, the villains in there aren't all that scary.
No, they're just, like, standard. Like, we're gonna beat you and maybe we sexually abuse you or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of sexual stuff in those books. Well, there's Jagang, except, I mean, it's like, I don't feel... it's on the same caliber, I don't think. That's kind of lost faith in those books.
Finally, he establishes that he is not a prey to one major weakness of arch-villains, the tendency to ramble about their plans before they are executed. Mm-hmm. At the end of his explanation, he reveals that the monster has already been teleported as intended.
That's so good.
Well, he killed millions of people. That's pretty...
Millions? No, he didn't.
Yeah, because he wiped out New York.
I don't think he wiped it out. I think he wiped out like a block.
He says the monster arrives in New York, creating a cataclysmic shockwave that kills millions, including most of the secondary characters.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure he wiped out all of Manhattan.
Oh, see, I didn't realize that. I thought he only wiped out like a block.
No, he wiped out tons.
But if he wiped out like all, like that is true. That would be like all the secondary characters. Holy crap!
Yeah. Like, and the seeing as, like, was it, like, 100 million people live in New York or something like that?
Like 30, I think.
30? You're probably right. New York City. So here I am, I'm helping you with your argument.
Sure. We're nice.
We're both wrong.
Oh, really?
Well, it's a... The city has 8 million people.
Oh, you mean like the population? I thought you meant about the cancer thing.
No, the population. It's the largest metropolitan area in the country, though, with 19 million people, over 6,000 square miles. Hmm. So.
That only has 19?
No, 8, or almost... It would have been like... He basically would have wiped out 9 million people.
That's a lot.
19's like the greater area. Not 8 million's like the... Basically what you think of when you think of New York.
Yeah.
Like skyscraper. Yeah. The things with the bridges. But like it's... Like when you go into Hamilton or whatever, like Flamborough is part of Hamilton.
Yeah, oh yeah, technically.
Technically. So they have areas that are like that.
Oh yeah, that's bad. Like I mean like Linden's technically part of Hamilton.
So is your
way too much in movies and comics and books and stuff.
Or Gotham City.
But I don't know, just like, you guys need a new city. Like, I mean, branch out, for God's sake.
Like, we're doing this one in Montreal.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. Like, I mean,
it just because,
say, like, Singapore, Beijing, I don't know, Sydney, Australia, Johannesburg, I don't know.
Well, how do you know there aren't filmmakers in those countries being like,
well, there are, but it's like, we never see these films.
There's another...
Oh, remember that one movie with Tom Jane where he was in South Africa?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
That was a good... I liked that movie where he turned into a bank robber. That was cool.
Was that Tom... That wasn't Ned Kelly, was it? It was something else.
No. This was, it was called Stander, where he used to be a cop or something, and he got, like, disillusioned, and he turned into a bank robber. No, the Ned Kelly thing, that was Heath Ledger, and that was, like, Australia or something, where he wore, like, tin cans for armor or
there
something.
There was another Ned Kelly one that was with Yahoo Serious. Do you remember that one?
No, but I know who Yahoo Serious was.
Yeah, they did one with Yahoo Serious where he was Ned Kelly, and he came from the Kelly clan, which was basically this big group of, like, I guess Australian rednecks or something.
Okay.
Like, they sort of, like, you know, very Australian, kind of like Crocodile Dundee types.
Did this involve an island?
Yeah, where they were part of Australia, but they were on, like, this little outcrop of land that was, like, this, basically... It was part of Australia, but only Kellys lived there.
Okay, yeah. I remember that. It was on, like, CTV once on one afternoon, like, on a, like, Thursday afternoon or something. During I remember watching that, and it was like, this is horrendous.
Yeah, and he wore, like, a trash can, and...
Yes, I remember that. No, there was another Ned Kelly movie, but anyway, yeah.
Well, the Ned Kelly one with Heath Ledger was more historically accurate, I think. The Yahoo Serious one took place in modern day.
Yeah, and there was, like, yeah, I remember that, and, like, someone wanted to buy it, the island, or, I don't know.
Yeah, and he was
but eventually
banks.
They ended up, like, pulling it off of Australia or some dumb thing.
Yeah,
like
they put,
that,
like, dynamite charges along the border, and they blew it off, and it became an island, and it was, like, privately owned.
Yeah, that is, like...
It was pretty bad.
It's like, I don't know, I've seen that, and then there was another Yahoo Serious movie I watched once where... I can't even remember what the hell happened in it. It was just, it was also on City TV, but it was like at like 3 in the morning on a Saturday or something.
Cool.
The more you know.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
So, is Ozymandias your official pick?
Well, see, I'd say yes.
You would say yes? What about other people?
I'm trying to think of anyone else. Like, I mean, I bet it's cool villain, yo. But, oh, how about Joker from the latest movie,
Death? Yeah, the Heath Ledger Joker was pretty good.
That was way better. That was, I don't know, the best villain I've seen on screen, I'd say. Like, best, like, comic book kind of villain.
Because there's a lot of, like, evil... Like, my first thought when I was thinking, like, really evil people was, like the Saw movies or something, where the guy is like the Jigsaw killer or whatever.
Oh yeah,
but those movies are just so stupid,
just gory.
Yeah,
just like, we're gonna do this for no reason.
And it's so, like, and it's,
I don't like them.
It's pretty
like one, and I was like, yeah, it's okay, I guess, but they shouldn't have made like six of them.
I think I watched half of the second one and turned it off. It was just so pointless.
Torture porn. It's like Hostel.
Yeah, another movie I haven't seen for the same reason.
Passion of the Christ.
That's torture porn for Christians. It's pastor approved. There's another. So, if you people are listening and you want to vote for who you think is the worst villain, put it in a comment or whatever, and then you can weigh in on who you think is why, or and why, and we'll maybe read them on the next podcast or something like that. Well, we had a few for before the hiatus.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Victoria should be able to comment.
Yeah, well, she didn't.
She should be, like, contractually required to.
She didn't listen to the last one yet, though.
Terrible.
Because she tends to listen to them very, like, it takes her like 2 weeks to listen to the latest one, basically. Although I think she, just because she works so much, she doesn't have a lot of time to sit in front of the computer.
Well, she can't take. Well, I guess she can't listen to it at work. So.
No. Well, and we don't have a downloading option either. So.
Oh, we don't?
No.
Are you sure?
We just have that streaming little.
Oh right, yeah. Thinner. That's the only option.
Because just because it's extra complicated. I'll figure it out eventually.
Mm.
And then maybe we can do, like, I'll go back and do them kind of thing. Because I have all of them saved on a service. So I could probably go back and do the downloady thing to all of them. Sort of retroactively.
Then people can listen to them on their various mobile players. And...
Beautiful, sir. I've taken to listen to podcasts on my iPod all the time. Like, when I just have to do chores. And when I, like, go to the gym and when I'm grocery shopping. It makes grocery shopping really nice. Really nice, sir. Here's something I wanted to talk about that it's fascinated me for a long time. And it's the difference between the population of our country...
Mm-hmm.
And basically every other country of comparable size, specifically the states. Like, we have, as of the most current tally, we have 33.3 million people in our country.
Mm-hmm.
The states, on the other hand, has 305 million people. And we're bigger than them, like, landmass size, right? I think the only country bigger than us landmass size is Russia.
Yes, it is Russia. Yeah. Yeah. Russia's huge and, like, nobody lives there.
Well, they still have way more people than us.
They do, but it's all concentrated in the eastern part, like Moscow, Novgorod, Gorky, that kind of stuff. Like, in Siberia, like, you have Irkutsk, all that stuff, but, like, Rift, nobody lives there.
Yeah. Okay, here's a rundown of some countries, and I will tell you their population. Okay, I'll do the obvious one first. The obvious one first, because it'll make the impact of the smaller countries far more palpable. okay, here's the obvious ones. American population is 305 million people, give or take. India, which is a tremendously small country, like land size, like it would fit in Ontario, basically. They have 1,138,866,000 and some odd people. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, sir. China has 1,326,000,000 people.
I've always wondered, like, why those so many people.
Well, those two countries alone have 35% of the Earth population.
Yep.
Those two countries.
Yeah.
35% of the Earth's population. And India isn't even that big.
No, India is rather small.
Like, seriously. You could stuff that in Ontario's pocket and have, like, a little bit of room left.
No. India?
Yeah.
Maybe...
Like, tip
Ontario
to tip?
Ontario and Quebec are about the same size as India.
I don't know.
No, we're bigger than...
Yeah. Russia has a population of 141 million people.
Wow.
Which is...
Know.
It's pretty big. Mexico... has 108 million people. And that's a big country. So you kind of say, okay, Mexico, that's a pretty big area. So it makes a little bit more sense. Okay, here's some surprising ones. Well, maybe not surprising to you and me because... Or most people, depending. It's just for land size, all right? The population of Japan... 127 million people.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably the most extreme example. And it's like, I don't know, most of those people live in like Tokyo or around it. That's the thing.
Okay, Japan has a land, like land size of 377 square kilometers, or 377,000 square kilometers. Canada, on the other hand, has a land size of 9,984,670 square kilometers.
Yeah.
And they have four times our population.
Mm-hmm. Think about that.
Just stick that in your britches.
Just go talk to Mark about what it's like then.
But he's... like, their main city of... I guess Tokyo is their main city, right?
That's their cap? I think it's their capital. It's their biggest city, I believe. Yeah.
It has 12 million people in it.
Yep. Like, have you ever seen pictures of, like... I don't know what it was like. I mean, it had been from, like, Lost in Translation or something. I was, like, looking out from the top of a building in Tokyo. Like, all you see is city.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, horizon to horizon.
Okay, here's some surprising ones that you may not have thought. England.
Mm-hmm.
61 million people.
That's a lot.
That's a tiny, tiny country. Like, it's a powerful country, but it's tiny.
Okay.
Hmm?
Not just England or the entire UK?
The entire UK. That's still pretty... like, they're tiny.
They have a lot of room there, though. Like, I mean... they still have a long way to go before they become, like, Japan.
Where people are falling off the edge?
Yeah.
Don't push! You just sent Wing into the water.
Wing. Sing a song! Make it simple!
It is Superstar Wing. Here's one. Spain has a population of 40 million people. They're beating us by 7 million people. Spain. It's tiny.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one that's really surprising. The country of Burma has 49 million people.
Wow.
Burma is like the size of Toronto. It's so tiny.
A lot of it, though, is like a major thing that affects it is like, well, part of it, not all of it, but how long a place has been settled by human beings. I mean, Canada, like North America itself, has only been settled for a while.
Yeah, well, it's been settled as long as America, basically.
Yeah, I guess, well, Canada's kind of the exception. I mean, even, like, South America's only been settled for a while, and it has quite a few people in it, too. So, I don't know, something about Canada is, like, we have tons of room.
And we've got tons of natural resources.
Yeah.
That's our, besides, that's our number one, like, major export is oil and lumber.
Yeah.
Okay, here's something interesting. Like, you would think because, like, our country, I think people don't give Canada a fair shake, but we are, like, a seriously powerful country.
Mm-hmm.
And we do really well economically. According to, I'm trying to think where I got this. I think it's according to, like, G8.
Okay.
Canada has the lowest debt of any country in the G8.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
It's
how much is it? How many billions?
I don't know. Let me look this up. I had it before. I'm not sure why I didn't write it down. But basically, our debt is less than the average of all the other countries combined or something.
Okay. Well, the thing about that is, like, I mean, in order to look at the figures correctly, we'd have to, like, correct for, like, population size and all that kind of stuff, too, so. Like, I mean, the U.S. has a population that's, like, 10 times the size of us, so. But their debt's, like, trillions. $1 trillion because of the war and everything.
Well, you want to know what their annual spending budget is for the army?
It's gotta be huge.
It's the largest on the planet.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure
yeah.
Israel has the biggest.
No, it's the largest on the planet, I guarantee you, sir. $583 billion. For the army.
I know.
Like, it's got the second largest army in the world. China has the first, like, manpower-wise.
Yeah, through sheer manpower.
But, their spend, like, China's spending is something like $58
billion. Really?
Yeah. The U.S. is 100 times that.
Not 100. 10.
10?
Yeah.
Move those decimals, Dan.
Well, close.
But still.
That's... Yeah, no, that's... Yeah, well, it tells you something about the United States, doesn't it?
Where was I going with all this? Oh, here was my thought. Do you think, how different a place do you think the world would be if populations were reversed between Canada and the States? And all the policies and the way they govern their country and the way they spend their money is all the same? Like, and same with us? But all of a sudden we have 300 million people and they have under 400 or under 40 million.
Well, people would be I think people would be less afraid of the United States simply because they wouldn't be able to create a huge military presence in the world.
Well, but the thing with military presence these days is it's not so much about manpower, it's how many fingers on buttons you've got.
I mean, yeah, technology and kind of stuff.
Yeah. But do you think, like, Canada having a population, because we're like one of the best countries in the world economically and politically and
socially, it's a decent place to live. Like, we're always on top of that.
And we only have 30 million people. Imagine what we would do if we had 300 million.
Conditions might get worse, though, that's the thing. Like, it might be more like the United States in that sense, that it's just like a melting pot of people.
That's
true.
Know. Our natural resources would probably get eaten up pretty quickly.
Oh yeah.
Like that would probably be a cost to a lot of the jobs, because okay, we can't export this stuff anymore, we need it.
Yeah.
I know, but I think there'd be a I don't think the war in Iraq would exist.
Oh man, it's so hard to say.
Because if, like, say they switched, because we have, like, 69,000 people in our army, and they have something like 6
they
million
have,
or something. I don't know.
It's like, I think it's 10 or less, maybe. They have quite a few. Yeah. Like, how many, the Chinese, how many of the people they have in their army? Like, what, 50 million or something?
No, it's something like 1.5 million, but...
Really?
Yeah, let me see, armies by country. List of armies by country. Let's check out China here. I wish... Okay. Son of a gun. Na 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 Where did I get this list from before? Armies by country. Armed Forces of the World database, maybe.
Nice.
Where are you, son of a gun? But do you think that if we had a population that size, we sort of impose our will on other countries? Or do you
so
think we'd still be like, okay, well, we're still Canadian, eh? Take off, you hosers.
It's hard to tell. Maybe we'd be better. Maybe there'd be less war in the world because there'd be more peacekeepers. I don't know.
Yeah. Possible. Scanning armies... in countries.
Whoosh.
This country is without armies.
That I believe. Which ones?
Costa Rica doesn't have one.
Who?
Costa Rica. Haiti. Liechtenstein or Liechtenstein? Frankenstein?
Frankenstein doesn't have an army. I don't think... I don't know. Japan... I can't remember if it officially does or not.
It does. Samoa doesn't.
Samoa. What about Vanuatu?
Vanuatu? I don't know. It's not on this list. Vatican City doesn't. They have a police force, though. Like a Vatican Guard.
Yeah, the Swiss Guard. Yeah, I can't believe that's even a country still.
Yep, still a country.
So dumb.
Well, anyways.
I like just go in and, like, this isn't a country anymore. About it. Except you probably pissed off a lot of Catholics.
Don't mess it with the Pope.
You don't want to be doing that.
Countries by army size. Pissing me off. Okay, here we go. People's Republic of China has 2,255,000 active troops and 800,000 reserve troops.
Mm.
The United States of America has 1,450 active troops, like 1,450,000 active troops, and 1,463,000 reserve troops.
Hmm.
And the defense budget of China is $59 billion. The States is almost $600
billion. Yeah.
And then the third one is India with $26 billion. And they've got... India and Russia have giant armies.
How big?
And Korea, wow. India's got $1.4 million. Russia's got $1.2 million. Korea has 1.1 million active troops.
And what's their population size?
This is like North Korea.
Yeah.
Their population size, I don't know.
That's the thing. Like, yeah. No, I know. That makes sense. Korea's the scary threat that no one ever does anything
about. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe if they had gone to war with Korea instead of Iraq, we would have been bombed to hell.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. The Koreans are crazy. The North Koreans, I should say.
South Koreans are all right. It doesn't say their population here. Oh, estimate. 23 million people. 23 million people, and they have an army of 1.1 million.
Wow, think about that.
Just
like
think
that's of it. Almost... 10% of their population in the army.
Yeah. And then they've got another, they've got 4.7 million reserve troops.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Oh. See, that's why North Korea is scary.
Although they only spend $5 billion a year on their military.
Which is money that should go to feeding their citizens.
So maybe they just got a lot of guys hanging around with, like, baseball bats.
Yeah, you're a soldier. Let's put you towards the center.
So we're going to build two bombs this year. Here's your baseball bat. Go beat some peasants. Republic of Korea. The Republic of Korea has a pretty big army, too.
South Koreans?
Yeah.
Well, I think they do, just, like, so that...
They don't get taken over.
I just want for you, exactly.
They've got 4.5 million reserve troops.
Wow.
But they've only gotten a standing army of 687,000, which is still huge, seeing as Canada has 69,000. Myanmar. My God, people want to kill people. We are actually, I think we're 60th on army size in the world. I think we're pretty low down. Oh no, we spend $18 billion a year on our military. Which is still pretty high. Like, I thought it would be less.
How much, Shane? Sorry?
$18 billion we spend a year.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy, sir.
I just killed a bug.
So, I don't know what the point of this conversation was. This is just something that's been fascinating me all day.
You were just, like, looking at Wikipedia and like, wow, the merger!
Because we only have 0.5% of the world's population in our country. Mm-hmm. And yet, we're the second largest country by landmass.
And yet we have, like, 15% of the respect.
Yeah, and we're one of the wealthiest countries in the world. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe people should lead or go by Canada's example and stop having babies.
I thought you were going to say, come to Canada. I was like, no,
we don't want them to come to Canada.
No more people.
Close our borders. No, we need people to come to Canada, though, Tyler. Our mortality rate is far higher than our birth rate. It isn't even. Like, we're losing people born in Canada, kind of thing.
Give me the rate.
I don't have the rates, but it's basically more people are dying than are being born. So we're
sounds like geography class or something. Remember all this stuff? Like, back in, like, Seton or high school, it's like Mr. Gould kind of stuff.
He was a pirate. Holy crap, we've almost done an hour. 51 minutes.
Pretty good, eh?
Pretty good.
Talking about villains and geography, like, geography crap. So.
I wanted to talk about surf ninjas, too.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Surf Ninjas? I don't remember if I was talking to you about Surf Ninjas.
When we were at Matt's cottage a while ago, we talked about Surf Ninjas. I have never seen Surf Ninjas.
Oh, I watched it today. You should watch it. It's actually fairly entertaining. In kind of a sort of like Three Ninjas Karate Kid kind of way.
Ooh, I like both of them.
More like Three Ninjas because it's kind of like slapstick, smart-ass kids kicking adults around kind of thing. But Rob Schneider's in it.
Is he a kid?
Yeah, he's like 18.
That's nuts. Is he a bad guy?
No, he's a good guy. He's like the comedic relief. And Leslie Nielsen's in it. He's the villain.
I can never see Leslie Nielsen as the villain.
Oh no, he's a terrible villain. He's like a cyborg.
Oh.
Because he gets stepped on by an elephant at the start of the movie.
Oh.
But it doesn't make any sense, because he's, like, the whitest guy ever. And he leads, like, a group of rebels to overthrow this fictitious, like, Asian nation that has a warrior monarchy, apparently, but can't get rid of some rebels. Kind of shows how good warriors they were.
Where do the surf ninjas come into it?
Oh, okay, so... basically, there's these two kids. One of them is Ernie Reyes Jr., who is Kino from Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
He's in it. Him and his little brother are living with their white dad in, like, L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Although he's their adoptive father.
Okay.
And then this guy, this, like, homeless Asian dude with an eye patch shows up and tells them that they're, like, fabled princes of some country called, like, Pontea or something like that.
The place where with the warrior monarchy where Leslie Nielsen's taking over?
Yeah. And they were exiled to Canada, or not Canada, to L.A. when when he took over the country when they were, like, I guess Kino was, like, 6 years old or something. Okay. And the other kid was a baby. And this one-eyed, this eye-patch guy and their white dad fled the country because their dad named Max worked for the monarchy or something as, like, a cook. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And they fled the country with these kids because Leslie Nielsen was going to kill them, apparently. And so, basically, he comes back and he's like, okay, now's the time. You're coming into your powers. You have to... Because they, of course, have mystical powers.
Of course.
Kino has... He has mystical warrior powers that basically, I guess, like, sort of hit when people tell him he has them. Because all of a sudden he can do, like, Chuck Norris scissor kicks and stuff. And he... Like, basically all his fighting moves from Ninja Turtles. Because he knows, like, crazy martial arts. But
yeah.
But basically those are inherited mystical powers he gets. And he can beat up everyone. And his brother has the power to see into the future. but through a video game system he has. Like, uh-huh. You remember that old, like, handheld Sega Genesis thing that they had when we were kids? I always wanted it. It was
yeah.
Like, it
oh
was,
yeah. Yeah, like, I remember that.
It was like
that
the was Sega cool. Genesis like, Game Boy.
Yeah.
I always wanted one, by the way. but anyways, he can see the future through it. Like, it plays like a game. Like, he'll see like little ninjas on his game screen, and then ninjas will attack them.
Okay.
So he uses that, and Rob Schneider is kind of their friend, and he's kind of a lovable goofus, and he thinks that he is one of the princes too for some reason, because I guess because he's stupid.
Oh, is this the guy who thinks he has like
what if powers?
Yeah.
Like he's because he thinks that every time something happens, like he'll say what if, and then something will happen. So he convinces himself that he has like a power to say what if, and then it will happen.
Right.
Like what if I got a sandwich, and then someone will give him a sandwich, and he'll think it was his powers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they go to the country, and of course they defeat Leslie Nielsen because. The entire, like, warrior monarchy country couldn't defeat him, but these two kids and their eye patch dude do it. With the help of Rob Schneider. And, so they throw him off the throne, and they rescue their adoptive father who got abducted at the start of the movie. And he becomes the king of this country, this Kino. And he, in his speech, he goes, "Okay, my first act as king is to give the country to you. You're now a democracy." I'm like, Jesus, kid, be a king for God's sake! Like, what kid in their right mind, made a king of a country, would say, "Okay, I don't want to be king anymore. Vote your leaders in. I'm gonna go back and write SATs in America." That's what he says. Him and his Asian, like, promised bride are gonna go back to America and write the SATs.
Asian bride.
Because Kelly Hugh is in it.
Oh,
and
nice.
And she's like his. This is like 17-year-old Kelly Hugh.
Yeah.
She's like his. Like his bride. What are they called? Arranged marriage.
Oh, okay. And he's like, what?
He's like, awesome. And they decide they're just gonna date because she has a change of heart. I don't know. It's a good movie. Like, it's solidly entertaining. It's kind of a cheesy late '80s way.
I love that.
Yeah, but it's a good flick. And Rob Schneider's pretty funny. There's one scene where the eye patch dude tells them that they're going to the secret cave to get their inheritance. Like, it's supposed to be like monetary inheritance rather than. Like, you've inherited mystical seer powers. but he's like, okay, yes, they're the fabled swords of whatever this is, and they're worth more, or the fabled knives of Ukamagu or something, and they're worth more than money. And, or money, oh no, okay, here backtrack. Okay. What they say is, oh, is it money? And he says, oh no, this is something that money can't buy. The fabled knives of Ukimuki. And then Rob Schneider says a whole bunch of jokes that are pretty funny about, he's like, oh yeah, knives, you can't buy those with money. I remember I went into a pawn shop the other day and I saw some knives and I said, I've got $100,000, I want to buy those knives. And they said, no, money can't buy knives. He's like, oh, and wouldn't it have been useful? You know all these plants that we have to cut through here? It would be a lot easier if we had some knives, but too bad money can't buy them. And then they have this random cop from L.A. that joins them on their journey. Like, he's supposed to be, like, protecting them because their dad gets abducted, and they say it was ninjas, and he's kind of keeping an eye on them.
Okay.
And he gets taken with them, and he's like, okay, I would need a vacation anyways. And he helps them overthrow Leslie Nielsen, this wisecracking black cop from L.A.
That's good. Is it Carl from Family Matters?
No, it's pretty close, though. It was more like the dude from Lethal Weapon.
Danny Glover?
Yeah, he looked a little bit more like Danny Glover. Anyways, we've got like 15 seconds until the thinger is up. Do you want to recommend anything?
Mm-hmm.
We're over an hour.
It's fine, whatever.
No?
It's not going to hurt you.
It might.
I got nothing.
Okay. I'm going to recommend the band The Proto Man. The Proto Men.
Oh, yeah, right.
Check them out because they are freaking awesome, and I'm so obsessed with them. It's crazy. I don't even like Mega Man, but I love this band. Just because I like the idea. Like, I like pretty much anything post-apocalyptic. And the Proto Man is where it's at. Check them out.
Okay.
I'll probably put, when I edit this, I'll probably put Proto Man songs at the start and the end.
Okay.
Just so people can enjoy. And I must also say that I'm excited for Fallout 3.
Oh, right, yeah.
But maybe that's for another podcast.
Okay.
All right, so for this week, I am Dan.
I am.
You're Matthias?
Brian Jakes.
Brian Jakes. It's Matthias, he's a mouse. I am a crazy man, I'm Brian Jakes.
I love that.
Oh, Redwall. All right, so we'll see you next time from Redwall Abbey.
Yes. See you, children.
Bye ya.
Bye.
When you fight alone.